You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Wrapping things up here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Andrew Gribble. We'll bring in our producer, Jason Gibbs. Tell you what, I like Josh Norris from Roto World, but Gibbs, we got one last time to dip into our mailbag, so let's do it.
Yeah, guys from Happy Fontana 83, what's with the status of free agent center Steve Wisniewski? Young and can play guard if Mac leaves.
He is, but I think he's, at this point, I would imagine expensive. I think he's wants to go somewhere and start. It's interesting that he has not been signed, though.
Yeah, he's a good player. I mean, he's just on the market because I believe the Raiders were able to upgrade. I mean, they were able to get a really good center, Rodney Hudson.
From the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
All right, one final one today in the mailbag today, guys, from Steve. Who's the free agent who will make the biggest impact for the Browns this year?
Of the guys at the Browns signed?
Yes, correct.
I'll go first. I'll take Tremont Williams because I think he's going to be starting and playing on most every snap. So I think Hartline and Bowe as well will be good. But I think Williams is going to be every play. He's going to be out there and guarding receivers that he wasn't guarding last year. He was typically guarding number ones. Now he's going to be guarding number twos and playing pretty well.
And I'm going to go ahead and go with Randy Starks. This D-line needed help. You got Starks, two-time Pro Bowler. I think he's going to come in and supply a lot to this defense in terms of his ability not only to help stop the run, but also to get to the quarterback, collapse the pocket from the front. I think Randy Starks will make a big impact. You want it to be Bo. I don't know if he's just going to, I don't know if he's going to get enough opportunities, you know, in this offense. I don't know if Dwayne Bowe's going to get so many targets. Hartline, you've got Hawk. I don't know if he's going to. I think it's going to be a run-first team. So I think if the D-line can be solid, this defense is going to be unbelievable, and Randy Starks certainly can help that and make a big impact for this team.
I mean, just look at what Buster, to go in on my point, look how much Buster was able to up his, like, stock and sure, the kind of deal he was able to get in that number two cornerback spot. If Williams is healthy and fresh and definitely has some gas left in the tank, he's going to have a lot of opportunities to make plays out there.
He certainly will, and it will be, you know, we've got too many good cornerbacks is a good problem to have, as Jim O'Neill said, is now you got Hayden, you've got Tremont Williams, you got Gilbert, you got Dazier, Kaywan Williams, Robert Nelson, secondary looking very strong for the Cleveland Browns. Matt Wilhelm will be back tomorrow here on CBD. Stay tuned for the Golden Boys. Good to have Gibbs back. For Andrew Gribble, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for listening to another edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.